And watching Captain Kangaroo. Now don't tell me I've nothing to do. It's good to see you.
Welcome back to the Jeff Porch Show at FM Talk 1065-251-343-0106. Time permitting, we'll get to more of your text before the conclusion of today's broadcast. Joining us now, he is the chairman of the Alabama Republican Party. Always my pleasure to bring on State Representative Scott Stadhagen. Representative, good morning. How are you?
I am well, Jeff. Thanks for having me on, man. How are you?
Doing well, doing well. Thanks for making time for us. Well, so a funny thing happened. Funny thing happened Friday night. Tabitha Eisner, she is the vice chairwoman of the Alabama Democratic Party. She is telling her flock to vote in the Republican primary. And, you know, we've been told by numerous lawmakers, policymakers, et cetera, oh, this isn't a thing. There's no... This is not really something we need to be worried about. We don't need to pass a law here to keep this from happening. This is a solution looking for a problem. Well, I mean, she showed right then and there that, you know, the organized structure of the Democratic Party is telling people to vote Republican primaries, that it is indeed something that happens.
Yeah, you know, I'm extremely excited that she revealed her playbook to us, to be honest. But yeah, we've been preaching this sermon for a while, and it's time to pass legislation to finish Democrats for participating in our primary elections. I think a lot of people really get confused on our primary elections and what they're actually for. They're for the parties to pick their nominees for the general election. And, you know, just like with the Iron Bowl, if Auburn went up to Alabama a week before and was able to pick their starting quarterback for the Iron Bowl, it would give them a huge advantage. That's the same in this situation. You know, it's just not right.
It's just not right, but there's been a real resistance to it. And, I think other states do it. They do it well. You know, in Alabama, the party is sort of a check on the quality of the candidate. We had a big shift in Alabama. We went from a Democrat state to a Republican state. And along the way, there were people who were, you know, bona fide Democrats decided, well, I can't win as a Democrat anymore. I'm just going to change to a new party. We had to protect against that. But now, you know, we got to have a system that kind of keeps that integrity, that system in place, but also keeps these Democrat voters who are bona fide woke liberals from voting in for a candidate that Republicans will have represented them on the ballot in November.
You're exactly right. You know, just think about some of the policies that the Democratic Party stands for and the thought of them deciding our candidates. You know, they're okay with literally committing murder on a child with abortion. They're okay with men going to the bathrooms with your daughters, you know, in a restaurant. They're okay with indoctrinating your kids in school with their ideology that literally is so far from the Bible, it's not even funny. That's the kind of stuff we've got to stop participating in our elections. And Republicans hold true to their values and, you know, how they feel moving forward. I don't know. There's not many Republicans that actually say, I want this kind of Democrat vote in our primary, and we've got to put a stop to it.
Well, it's just that people, you know, if you think that these are policies or that everything you just said about the Democratic Party are things that are staples of the government you want, you have the opportunity to vote on that. You just got to do it in your own party. And clearly, yes, the problem for these guys is, well, no one's buying what you're selling. So they're going to try to, try to taint, dilute the conservative stripes of the Republican Party.
Yeah, it's smoke and mirrors, man. You know, it's smoke and mirrors of why they should have the right and the opportunity. And the answer is no, you should not. If you are a Democrat and you hold their policy near and dear to your heart, you have no business selecting our warrior for the general election. That is the primary, that is a Republican's job and the Republican voters' decision to pick who represents them in that general election against the Democrats. They have used it as a tool. There is no, in these elections, really they don't have anybody to vote for. So they're talking about jumping in ours and supporting, you know, they're not going to pick our best candidate. They're going to pick the worst one. So they have a better shot in the general. And that's why we need to close primaries.
Yeah, but I think it shows up in other places, too, especially if you don't have a Democrat on the ballot. I mean, the Democrat Party in the state barely functions, and you know, that's a discussion for them. I get it, but that they're just they got to get their own house in order. They could do all this, but they're coming over here, and what it does, and we see this all throughout state government, we see it in federal government, is it dilutes the conservative credentials of the party, and it makes it a more moderate, because the states, this isn't a moderate Republican state. That's not a reflection of the public here. I think it disenfranchises Republican voters, or it could have the similar effect on the other side.
Yeah, I think honestly, Jeff, I think this is going to fire our base up. I think the chatter is going around within our party members from that post that their vice chair sent out, and they're only starting to see the light, and they've got to start speaking up. And we've got to get this closed. I mean, that's just, at the end of the day, we've got to shut down the primaries.
What needs to happen? So it came closer than it ever had last year with the House getting something done. Getting the Senate there, too, it might be a little tricky, but that to me is something you got to try again in 2027 on.
Absolutely. And I promise you, you have my word, I will be pushing every effort to get that legislation to coach's desk to be signed into law.
Yeah. So, you know, the criticisms here that we wind up with a Guy Hunt type candidate or something. I mean, that was a different time in Alabama. Now you have more people, more Republicans, let's say, and I think more educated Republicans. Nothing will really slip through the cracks like that again. But even if it did, that's the will of the voters, right?
You're exactly right. You know, the citizens of Alabama have the right to choose who they want in office, period. And that's the beauty of living in America. We, you know, 250th celebration, and we're talking about how great it is and how much of an honor it is to grow up in a free country and be able to pick the people who run our government. And that is exactly right.
Yeah, just that the parties are different because they're private entities. They're not part of the government.
Yes.
This is a system we have. We could change the system, but that's not the discussion we're having. Does the Republic,
that's right.
Should the Republican Party, should the Democrat Party be able to determine who votes and determines who represents, who carries the banner of this private entity on election day?
That's it, man. I mean, it's not confusing. It's not hard to understand. It is picking your team against the other team for the general election. It is that simple.
Yeah. And so I just, the pushback against it, I'm not really there on it. I don't really buy it, but there's just this fear, I guess, that you're going to turn away some voters who don't want to declare an allegiance to a party. And that's like I said, the system we have. You need to have some kind of affiliation or some kind of loyalty to the Republican Party if you're picking who's going to be the Republican candidate.
I absolutely agree with that statement. Well, once again, we're picking our team for the general election, and the Republican voters are picking who they want to represent them in our government.
Yeah, so the drawbacks there, they're confusing to me, but we are very persistent with them. Do you think that is going to be, I mean, do you have like a counter to that if when this comes up again?
I am taking notes throughout since session ended last year. And I think, you know, we have to educate, number one, a lot of citizens, you know, just like with the Supreme Court ruling that they did for Alabama and all the women of our country, you know, supporting them in women athletics. I mean, that's a piece of legislation we passed 4 years ago. But if you ask any Republican if they support that, they're going to say yes.
Well,
you ask any Democrat, they're going to say no because they voted against it. Every Democrat voted against it. So that is the message. You know, we need people like-minded within our party to, number one, represent our party in our government if we have the supermajority. If the Democrats outvote us, they outvote us. But if we pick our candidate, that should be our decision. It should not be the Democrats or no one else's. The Republican voters pick their members to represent them.
Yeah, just to be clear, you're not telling anybody they can't vote. You're telling you can't vote in our primary. They could go vote in their own primary, or they can opt to do something else. But if you want to vote,
it's almost like they were confused with the general election and the primary election, some of those arguments from the last session. But they're conflating them, right?
I mean, they're not being honest here. They're trying to make it sound like, hey, Republicans are telling you that you can't vote. And that's not at all what's going on here.
Correct. I mean, you're picking your team, man. That is as simple as it gets. We're picking our team for the general election. And you can vote for whoever you want to in the general election. No problem with that.
Joined by Alabama Republican Party Chairman Scott Stadhagen here on the show. Hey, let's get this in. You got a big event coming up here at the end of the month.
Let's talk a little bit about that.
Yeah,
man. So July 31st in Montgomery, Alabama, at the Renaissance Hotel, we've got ALGOP's 250th celebration. It's basically our summer dinner. Our staff and Annie, who's over our events coordinator, she has been working her tail off. She's next to me right now, actually plugging in, going over everything. So we are super excited. We've got Congressman Tim Burchett from Tennessee, absolute star. He's a hoot. We got Congressman Brandon Gill, who is from Texas. And if you have not heard these individuals on social media just destroy people in committees, I would recommend do so before the dinner. We got Brylan Hollihan, who is going to, we're going to literally start our Project Future Generation. We got Pastor Travis Johnson that is going to be a part of the program from y'all's neck of the woods. And then we got Coach Bruce Pearl. And we've got Senator Katie Britt. And the main highlight of the event is going to be our future governor of the state of Alabama, Coach Tuberville.
This event could really like set a marker, let's say, because we're going to have a change. Once these elections are said and done on November 3rd, you're going to have a new state government, and you could get really a sense of what direction the state's going in from that.
Yes, absolutely, Jeff. And I will tell you this, this next quadrennium is going to be so special and something that the Republican voters have never seen before. You're fixing to see the Republican Party, the governor's office, the Senate, and the House all work together, moving the state forward on strong Republican conservative policy, working as a team like never before. And I cannot express how excited I am for the future of Alabama.
Yeah, because, I mean, a lot of times in the past, and I've been going to these things for almost 20 years now, but you know, the Republican Party, they stake out a position on a lot of things, and then it sort of dies there. But you feel like that there's an opportunity here to actually have a meaningful impact on policy.
Yes, absolutely. I think, you know, Republicans, we pass a lot of resolutions within our party. But at the end of the day, resolutions are just statements. We're going to turn those resolutions into legislation and have a Republican package of bills that, you know, the governor, pro tem, and the speaker are going to help get across the finish line. And once Governor Tuberville signs those into law, we're going to have one of the biggest celebrations the Republican Party has ever seen in Montgomery, Alabama, the Capitol. And I'm looking forward to it, man. We've got a lot of excitement in our party for the future and all the hard work that we are trying to do. We're going to be better tomorrow than we are today. That's our mindset every single day we come in the office. And just can't wait for the future, man. Start checking boxes.
And one more thing, we'll get you out of here on this. Talk a little bit about the upcoming session and, you know, new governor. It's going to be in new state house, so a new environment. It feels like it's definitely going to be different than what we've seen probably the last decade or so.
It definitely is. You know, we've seen coaches' leadership in DC and him holding the line strong on military appointments and So we know he's not afraid to stand strong on core issues that mean a lot to him. And Kay wasn't either. I'm not trying to say that she was, by no means. But I will say, I think Coach is a different form of leadership. It's going to be different in the Capitol. You know, Pro Tem Gudger and Speaker Ledbetter, they're veterans in their roles coming in now. I think they work well together. I think it's just all the new dynamics. I can't wait to see kind of the layout and the groove that we're going to be in moving forward and how we all work together. I think it will be something we've never seen. And I'm excited about the new state house. I'm more excited about not getting a sinus infection on the first day of session, to be honest. Every year, man, like I get a serious sinus infection as soon as I step into that old daggum chamber, and it's just covered in mold and everybody gets sick. And so that's probably the biggest thing I'm looking forward to be honest, is just not getting sick the first week of session.
Hey, Chairman, last time, folks want to find out more about the party. Where can they look?
Social media is probably the easiest. Everybody's got a cell phone. You got Facebook, you've got Twitter, you've got Instagram. Just go to our page, Alabama Republican Party. On this event, I promise you, you are not going to want to miss this event. I mean, don't be that guy Saturday thinking, I really wish I would have took the time and went to that and support our Republicans. But yeah, just go to our social medias. You can click on the link. You can order just one ticket. You get two tickets, or you can call our office and become a sponsor if you want to do that as well.
All right. Scott Stedhagen, ladies and gentlemen. Chairman, we appreciate it.
Thank you, sir. Have a great day, Jeff.
All right. We'll be right back. This is FM Talk 106.5.
They still smell the powder burning, and they probably always will. And on the old town square, under the barbershop pole.